With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Peace talks to end the Russia-Ukraine war appear to have hit a standstill.
Putin met late Tuesday in Moscow with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner. The Russian and American sides agreed not to disclose the substance of the talks, but Yuri Ushakov, a senior advisor to Putin, spoke briefly to reporters. Some of the wording that was proposed to us doesn't suit us, so the work will continue. The meeting was another step in a renewed U.S. push to broker a peace deal that has been out of reach since Trump's return to office in January. I'm Nayan Kim.
The owner of Camp Mystic in Texas have announced new safety upgrades following a July 4th flood that killed 25 campers and two counselors.
The girls-only summer camp plans to exceed new safety laws passed after the disaster. The Eastland family, which owns the camp, expressed gratitude to families and state leaders for the legislation. Planned upgrades include flood warning monitors, two-way radios, and high-capacity generators. The camp aims to reopen next summer despite criticism from some victims' families and plans to offer six sessions in 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security is launching a new immigration crackdown in New Orleans. A Homeland Security official says the operation that got underway Wednesday targets violent criminals. The crackdown is the latest expansion of the Trump administration's immigration sweeps that have unfolded in other U.S. cities. Immigration officials have blanketed big cities and small towns across the nation since January while carrying out President Trump's aggressive mass deportation efforts. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. A new poll gauges trust around the world.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A faith-based pregnancy center came before the Supreme Court Tuesday to challenge an investigation its lawyers say was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information, claiming that the centers there had misled people into thinking they offered abortions. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Cyber Monday numbers are in.
U.S. shoppers spent $14.25 billion on Cyber Monday, pushing total online sales over the Thanksgiving weekend to $44.2 billion. That's according to an Adobe Analytics report, as consumers found offers on everything from gadgets to household essentials. Spending rose 7.7% during the so-called Cyber Week, the 5 days from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Delta Airlines estimates it lost $200 million due to the longest government shutdown on record. CEO Ed Bastian says refunds increased and bookings slowed during the 43-day shutdown, leading to a loss of about 25 cents per share. On Wall Street, it was a booming session at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 408 points. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, up about 40. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.